Essential NLP. Practical skills for a great life.
Hi, and welcome to this episode. Today, we're going to be looking at another gateway state. This is the gateway state of connection. You remember gateway states are those special states that transform lives in immeasurable way, much more so than pretty much any other state. So today's state, connection. What do we mean? Well, connection is that really interesting quality where we suddenly have a sense that we are part of something bigger, that we're not separate, that every single aspect of us and the known universe has some kind of connection. Now that may sound a bit spiritual, a bit woo-woo, but let's look at the science behind this. So first of all, we are intimately connected with everything in the environment that we're part of. The air that we breathe comes from plants. The air that we breathe out feeds the plants. The water that we drink is part of a massive cycle of shifting the water from one place, one living being to another. So we are intimately connected with the ecosystem of the world that we live in. And often we forget that, but it's really important to remember that. We're also connected through energy fields. And by energy fields, I mean electromagnetic energy. So we have a nervous system which has electricity running in it. That electricity produces an electromagnetic field. Electromagnetic fields interact with each other. That's why when your mobile phone is near your TV, it can sometimes go wonky. So the field produced by the energy in our nervous system interacts, if we're close enough, with people near us. And there's some great research on this. So this connection between us and other people is not just kind of weird thinking, magic thinking. It's true, we are intimately connected with other people. And then, of course, we've got the connection with communication, how we interact with people, because we know, of course, that what we say lands in people's nervous systems and can have an effect on how they feel. So we're connected on that level. So there's so many ways we're connected. I'd like to take you through just a few short exercises and many more exercises in the book exploring the science of connection. But keep in mind that when we see ourselves as separate from other people, we feel less engaged, like they're less important, we actually have less compassion for them. And when we feel connected, we feel like we're part of something bigger. Something that's important, something other than us. And that can give us a really different perspective on how significant or insignificant the stuff that we're dealing with right now, about the potential for change, about the tribe, the group that may be supporting us in that change. So when we get in the gateway state of connection, it allows for a different relationship to the problems we're dealing with and the solutions that can be transformational. So let's take you through a couple of the exercises from the book. The first one I've kind of mentioned, which is about the oxygen cycle. Take a few moments to think about breathing in oxygen, which we do every time we breathe. That oxygen goes in our lungs and then is stepped from our lungs, cross a very thin membrane into our red blood cells that carry it around the body. And those red blood cells distribute the oxygen to every cell in our body, connecting the oxygen from the air to the intercellular processes of life. In that process, the oxygen is usually burnt and we excrete from the cells carbon dioxide, and that carbon dioxide is carried to the lungs and breathed out in every breath. So as you breathe out, you're breathing out carbon dioxide. This carbon dioxide flows away from you and is absorbed by the green things. So that's the plants and the algae in the oceans, which convert it into sugar and release oxygen. And the oxygen goes back into the air. So the oxygen that you breathed in and then converted in carbon dioxide floats from you out into the garden. Somewhere around you is absorbed by a plant. It uses it, kicks out oxygen, which flies up to a bird, and the bird flies, breathing out carbon dioxide, and that carbon dioxide lands in the sea, maybe. It is absorbed by the plants in the ocean, releasing oxygen to the fish that swim, and so on. And so we can see that this cycle of oxygen moving from one animal to a plant and back to animals, circulating the globe, means that the oxygen that you're breathing in now has been on a journey throughout the whole world and becomes part of you, because not all the oxygen is burnt and sent out as carbon dioxide. Some of it is used to make proteins that become your bones, your muscles, your ligaments, and so on. The Japanese have a word that I may not pronounce entirely correctly, which is yugen. And it's the concept of being in awe and inspired by nature that you don't seem to have words to adequately describe the emotions that you have. So gazing at a beautiful sunset, as the sun dips into the sea, reflecting the colors, the majesty of that moment. Feeling the feelings of gazing at a cherry blossom on a beautiful spring dawn morning. All the way that the wind gently ruffles the leaves of a tree and stirs the wheat in a wheat field. And there's a sense that hundreds and thousands of years ago, one of your ancestors probably gazed upon these very same sights with very similar feelings, because they have the same nervous system as us. Something intrinsic about these experiences that connects us, both with nature and with a sense of our own ancient history. There's so many other ways we can get in touch with this sense of connection, but just from these couple of examples, imagine what it would be like to move through today really being present to that level of connection, resolving that sense of distance and separation, being aware of nature and your connection with it and your connection with other people. How would that make a difference to how you deal with what comes your way today? So I hope you've enjoyed this. As always, if you're interested in the podcast, please subscribe. It makes it easier to get the next episodes. And if you've enjoyed this, you probably will find the Coach That's Always There book fantastic. Go get it on Amazon. And I'll see you on the next one.
Essential NLP. Skills for a great life.